Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I hate people are so weird.
Is that a cut of Monty's Rascals?
You can't do kid shows anymore. I mean, you can't. You can't do a kid show anymore. The only ones that are acceptable are like Miss Rachel, or like where they're like pre-taped. You can't be in the audience anymore because, there's just... And I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to be an actor or like a host of one of those shows because, I mean, not that, you know, I would control myself certainly, but yeah. Like, you don't want allegations like that where you can't, it's your word against a kid? Oh, my God.
There's no more lamb chop. I don't think they brought that back when...
When Shari died?
Yeah, when she passed away. There's no Bozo.
Sorry.
When was the last Bozo?
I remember someone watching listening it. Right now would know that. I'm sure.
I remember watching it on WGN.
Yeah.
That was syndicated. That wasn't like, you know, that was one show. That wasn't like.
It was one. The channel was national. It was a national channel.
I'm sure
WGN.
It's been.
Like you can still see it here.
You think it's been 20 years since the last Bozo show?
Oh, God. I don't know. It's weird that I love that show, but I'm scared to death of clowns.
Oh, wow.
Like, I loved Bozo show, though. I love that kooky cookie. Mm-hmm.
We are past the 25th anniversary of the last episode.
God, man.
Of the freaking Bozo Super Sunday show.
God. Yeah, that's wild. But you know what? So, like, the... predecessor to that, I was just thinking, like, you know, the way one and a half generations will kind of like, you know, like my grandson and
God, Bozo was creepy.
My grandsons or my granddaughter might say, hey, my grandpa was Matt Man. About who? Because, you know, that far ahead, it won't last, you know. So
did he pod?
The one prior to that would be like Howdy Doody. I didn't know what the hell Howdy Doody was. Yeah. I only knew it because my mom and dad talked about watching Howdy Doody. I thought Howdy Doody was what Minnie Pearl's catchphrase was, to be honest with you.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Neighborhood.
God, why was...
What? Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
You don't remember that show?
Yeah, what did you just randomly say in names of shows?
No, it's just like, I was like, did you watch Mr. Rogers?
You didn't say that. You just said, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, I mean...
Mr. Wendell.
That was
kind of
creepy too.
You know what? They say that dude had a heart of gold, and yeah. But that's the problem though. Is like if there's like, look at it. It's because of bad people, bad people. That like if you had a Mr. Rogers type right now. A Fred Rogers that just walked in and says, hey, won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be my neighbor?
And let's say, for instance, I think Fred was married. I don't think there was ever any kind of allegations for him. But if there was today some dude who's like, yeah, you know what? I'm not married. I'm not seeing anyone. I don't have kids. But I love kids. I've made it. It's my passion. It's kids. think about this. I don't have kids. I'm a single. I'm an only child. So there's not even that kind of, you know, connection there. Grew up on a farm. Nowhere, you know, like Superman did. No other kids in sight. And, you know, all of a sudden, like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved it. If Neuralink gives you the opportunity to think of a song and it starts playing in the background while you're thinking and talking, like, I might would never get that, but still, it's kind of cool.
You don't want to.
I just noticed that, like, Fatboy literally, those of you that podcast, you don't have this luxury.
No,
those
never
who listen
will.
Live and stream get to hear Arrested Development, Mr. Wendell. Now,
Mr.
you're saying,
Wendell.
Wait a minute, the TV show? No. Mm-mm. No, the black group from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
They had a wild sound, didn't they?
Love it.
What is
I
that?
Did too. It was like
very cool.
Like maybe this isn't the best, but it was like black hippie music. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense at all, right? There was like an old 80-year-old man that was in the group that was like the hype man that would just kind of like dance wearing
He was their Flava Flav.
Pretty much. He was like the hype guy that was wearing like a dashiki.
He's that guy. Whoa! Have you ever heard of a show called Zoom? It was in the early to mid-70s.
Zoom.
Because there was a list, people said, of the creepiest kid shows ever.
Oh, dude. Is that the one where the guy would make the little girls either kiss him on the cheek or vice versa?
I don't think so. But
man, there was one that is creepy as all get out. And for those of you that are too young to know, that means AF, okay? As all get out means AF in your words, okay? I just want everyone to communicate and understand what I'm saying.
Well, it says the show had a vile theme song, and I kind of want to hear what it was.
Oh. Was it by Arrested Development as well?
No. They're all dressed alike.
I'm Mike.
My name's Rose.
I'm Hector.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm Donna.
Oh.
I'm Timmy.
There you go.
Oh. My name's Sean.
What? Oh, hang on now. You're confused.
See, that's what the, you know.
What
do
you
do? I think I figured it out.
How are you?
So every, like,
so bad about
every,
that.
Not every, but like that's a lot cute. Of different races and different type of people are covered in this. Like you heard Hector there. You might he's a Latino
young
man.
Hector.
You had Timmy, oddly enough, was a black kid that was like breakdancing when they showed him on there. But then I think because all the TV shows of the 80s had that. Like Arnold's best friend, one of his friends was Asian on Different Strokes. And you know, there'd always be like Fred Sanford, for God's sakes, next door neighbor was a Puerto Rican. I mean, like there was this inclusion. But then I think what happened is like the 90s, we just said, no more of this. We're going to all be same in all these. So maybe we can make something like BET.
Yeah.
Like, literally think about that, really. Like, it literally, like, took what... I didn't think anything wild about that as a kid. I didn't think anything. I thought, actually, like, wow, we live in a small town. There's nothing but a bunch of honks around here, you know? Now, that soon changed. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, hang on.
But you know what? Like that's why it was always strange to me. Then when finally we moved, and I was like, oh wow, like all these different types of people, like literally, you know, like Mrs. X, you know, growing up in Chicago, like school was like the United Nations. It was like incredible.
Yeah,
you learn so much about stuff, and but then. When they reintroduce it in the way they do with these wacky commercials now, which again we talked about it the other day, but Fatboy and I still can't remember the commercial. It's whatever the product is. They're going around the table. Everyone's eating food. You have mom, dad, and look. This is nobody thinking.
I think it was
anything.
A Cheerios commercial.
It's more of an observation, but you have a what one would call maybe a blended family. You know. the term interracial is not really, I hear that's not so good to say anymore. I don't know why. Interspecial.
Mulatto was out.
Yeah, that's not any good anymore. So
interspecial.
But then you go to the very Asian grandmother.
Grandmother?
That you're like, is this maybe a family friend, the neighbor next door they invited? Like, there's, and I'm wondering, like, I'm not even.
He's a ginger, like way ginger.
They're no longer talking me into buying their product or going to Walmart and buying it. It's more like, what the hell's up with this family here?
That's why we can't remember what the hell the product was.
I know, man. It's like, that's where, but so that's weird how it comes and goes. It's like, oh, we want skinny jeans. Now we want bell bottoms. Oh, we want fall, but God, it's cold. I want summertime.
This
never happy.
This list also has a show called Giggle Snort Hotel. Have you ever heard of that show?
No.
They said there's a character named Blob with an odd voice. Giggle
See, that's where Hotel. Drugs really influenced kids' shows, really, because if you look at, like, Hanna-Barbera, you know, Scooby-Doo itself was, like, to me, like, the epitome of, like, kids' cartoons that were awesome and you know. But then they started doing some, clearly on some drugs and just started doing, like, all, remember they were making like slow dogs.
You think Casey Kasem showed up high one day and then just like, you know what?
Well, he did about half the voices, but like, do you remember the dog?
Right, he was kind of like, he hadn't talked like this.
Goofy.
No, that's Goofy. I know, but they did their version, and it was like they were doing like a, as Jean Boy would say, a duh kind of character.
You know,
you know, it's but then. But seriously, like, look at this weird kind of transition.
I thought when you retired, you were supposed to stop making videos.
Oh, see.
Now I'm going to make all the videos. You suck it, fatty.
So you have, oh, man, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. So you have this same parallel going on here.
Too much diversity is what I say.
No.
That's what I like to say.
But there's this weird kind of...
thing.
Trend is the word I'm looking for, where it's like,
are you saying DEI is coming back?
No, I'm saying it's like this come together but then go away, but then come together but then go away. It's literally like the do you think what it is like everybody's like, all right, fine, let's look past our differences, let's all come together and hang out, and then finally just like everything, just like a church, like a family, like a VFW where somebody gets irritated by something and then they just kind of split. Like, I went to two churches that split in half over
Why?
Budget decisions.
Oh, God.
Like, literally, a whole family would leave, half the church would be gone. So then everybody's like, well, I don't get along with this person. Oh. Well, I don't like all of that person. You know, anyone
That's
who looks
very
like
sad.
Them.
That's
and not- then it just spreads back. And then we get all diversified and then it's like, no, this sucks. Come back together.
Yeah, what would Jesus do?
Ooh. Well, Jesus' daddy would. Changed the language so we all couldn't communicate. So I thought that was kind of odd, to be honest with you.
Yep.
So that was kind of odd. But, you know, the Old Testament, that's a tough book.
I'm telling you, if that were a movie, NC-17 for sure.
Oh, my God. It'd be a horror movie.
Yeah.
The Bible would be a horror movie. Yeah. Especially with an angel. It wouldn't be like a half bird, which also
would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It'd be scary as hell to see in person. Like a person with wings? Like they, they're covered in eyeballs, though, in the Bible.
That's why they were scared when they saw Roman Downey at the end of the episode. She had her wings. She was real imposing.
But also the man, you know what? You mentioned that, and also you mentioned Highway to Heaven. And, dude, when I got on Netflix the other day, they actually have that on there now.
There's only, like, a few depictions of that character, Angels in America, that show, yeah. Miniseries back in the day. That was like the third depiction of it. And see, those angels look scary.
There's another good trend. 80s, 90s, Highway to Heaven, Touched by an Angel, all these different shows. And then all of a sudden, we straight out are doing a show called Lucifer.
Yes.
Like,
and
dude,
it's about all the excess.
Look at this.
He's a hot dude who drives a good car.
Paige, look right here. You see that? It's my pineal gland. It's wide open now.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise
Guys Morning Show.
It's like missing big chunks.
Never met a girl. Sing it. Sing it, fat boy. When I love in the wide world. Paige is corrupt right now. Go ahead, Paige. I never have the endo to smoke. Do me? Bitch, you can't do me. Dude, we like BBD. You hoochie groupie.
Yeah.
Supposed to. Not this latest. We go one more times and then I'm through with it. Now you hit it. Oh.
There was a.
Wow.
There was an email that said, yesterday it said, if you smell a smoke, you smell. Don't worry about it. And then I said, I just read the email and said, what was the smoky smell yesterday? And then Paige says, were you here for the smoky smell?
Well,
I saw one person with the engineer and I didn't know what they were doing.
If it happens past 10:05.
They're fixing something. You're out the door.
I ain't going to smell it.
Also, with that, like, they send up the email. Oh, hold on. Pop this up. Do two? Get scandalous and full of voodoo. What you gonna do? You really don't know? So I advise you not to trust that hoe.
ADD.
What I love with her. Knowing damn well when the sun rose and my game rose bigger. How many wanna this Snoop Doggy Kerboggy? Wow.
Oh, that's Spanx Daddy.
Woo! Yay, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the hoodies, three to get ready, and four to get the switches in my Chevy. 6'4 red to be exact. And then stop juggling these mother. It's me, God. Warren G. With the fun. Oh,
can I be
honest
with you?
I don't know how they would do that live and make it family friendly.
Times like this, I wish I were black so I could say all the words to the song.
Oh, well, still, you couldn't do it on the radio, you know?
That is true.
That would be kind of like cool reparations, you know? It's like, guess what? All minorities get to cuss on the radio. You know, I would be so jealous. I really would.
I can't 100% tell you they couldn't.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, who?
Why don't you try it and see how well it works?
You know, like here's the thing, and don't start wigging out, Mark. And that's not a bald joke.
It's not.
Wow.
But like,
you have a beautiful head.
Nobody's really
it's
like
a good movie.
Nobody's really like tested that. Like, you know, when you look at like some of the wild stuff on TV, you know, just regular TV. And I'm not talking about Kimmel and all that stuff. That's not wild TV. I'm talking about like some of the more risque like programming. And I know it's at night, but like nobody's really like went back and done like a new kind of community guidelines kind of thing. Like, hey, do we still, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm yeah.
You know, eventually they said, you know what? Let women vote. Let women smoke cigarettes if they want to. Here, have a credit card.
You know, it Shout doesn't make 19. Sense because your mom runs the house, but then she can't vote. That doesn't make any sense.
It was just a word I can't say.
Yeah.
Nuts.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Because who do you go to when you have problems? You go to your dad or your mom? You go to your mom.
So what if, you know, it's like the community has decided, yeah, this is fine. But then.
It's what it takes. That's what the grassroots effort should be.
Yeah, but who's going to go marching to Washington to be able to say the S word on the radio? I personally...
You can.
No, I wouldn't march down to Washington Street in Greenville to do it. But I think this, if they put it on a ballot, I bet you all the money on Cauchy that... my headphones are too high. That would pass.
Like, you're going to think it's fine. And then you'll have somebody write. All it takes is one person to write a letter or start stuff. And then we get our license ripped from underneath us.
Why is it, though, that majority rules voting-wise, you know, and I'm talking about the real ones, not the dead people voting or the fake mail-ins, but like the real voting, but then one person, a complaint, starts.
That's a...
You know?
Yeah.
It took one little person getting mad that time that the whole Little People Association of America sent us a letter on very nice letterhead, I will say. And it was a full sheet of paper.
It's the people that got upset about...
You thought it'd be a Post-it, and that's not funny.
Janet Jackson, everybody will never forget that.
Well, like when Felipe when Felipe was here, he said something that's probably okay if he says it because, you know, he's Mexican.
Right.
I can't say it. I've been told by a few people, you know, it has a negative connotation.
Right.
So when he said it, like I called it, but I'm like, well, he said it, so it's probably okay. I didn't dump it or anything, but
yeah.
Like if somebody comes in here, I'll just be honest with you. If a black person came in here right now and started screaming the N-word because they said it, I don't know if it's, you know.
Let's call Mark and ask him.
Like, you know. There's a list of words, obviously, you can't say.
Well, sure.
But that's a slur, so it's not really on a list of stuff that would get you revoked or fined.
So years ago when Carlos Mencia was on here, he said something describing himself as a, I mean, it's really nothing. But then management, he said, hey, did you guys dump out on that? It's like... Oh, he said it about himself. And it's like, okay. Like, it's like this gray area, no pun intended, where you just like, I don't know.
You don't know until you get hit.
Yeah.
Like by the powers that be, like, hey, you can't do that.
But with cancel culture, you can't take liberties these days.
And if the irony of that. Don't take liberties with it. Yeah. And justice for all.
We got to start challenging that, right? Like, we can't let it...
Yeah, but the problem with that is, and I know what most people... I don't even have text up right now, sadly. But I know most people say, well, it starts with the S word, and then it goes to the F word, and then it goes to just full on...
It's a gateway word?
Well, I mean, literally, like, I think so. And I think that, you know, no, I don't want to I think it's up to people to decide, but I also know that, like, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Rheotheca 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Rheotheca 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Want to be on a completely, like, totally filthy show all the time? I really wouldn't. Mm-mm. I like talking about everything from going number two to why do we hate our fellow man and we have no clue why.
See, you wouldn't realize it though. You would just, because you don't go through your daily conversations and be like, man, I was filthy today and I don't like it.
But
like,
you
just happens.
I have thought that before, actually.
Yeah,
yes,
but
I
you
have.
Speak that way at home all the time, or is it just?
Well, come on, you know my house was.
No, I don't think you would. I don't even think at home you, but you may with him be
no,
a little
I,
less.
No, I'm what you get right now is, I mean, I cuss like a sailor because no one has ever told me why it's, and I'm not talking about obviously slurs and such. I'm talking about your S's, your M's, your F's,
yeah,
all this stuff.
I mean, it just slips out. Like I've said things accidentally.
I've said it on purpose a whole lot of times.
Doesn't say anything that rhymes with rink or anything like that. You have to think about that when I come back to it later. Wow, I might have given you one that not a whole lot of people use. I have a list of slurs that are my go-tos.
Well, what I think is, I don't think, what I'm thinking of though, I don't know that that's a slur. Are you talking about like a gay guy that's like completely shaved?
No, like if I said it in a sentence close to it though.
Oh, I thought you were saying twink. You can say that.
I would have said twonk. You can say twink.
Like twinkle, twinkle, little star.
You sound like you have a lisp, but you can still say it.
Twink?
Wow.
Yeah, twink and twonk.
Twonk.
Twonk is a ribbed twink.
No, that's what a deaf person calls an elephant's nose.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I have a question for you. We begin with this. Should movies where a dog dies be rated R?
Well, there is the caveat that they are going to go to heaven.
So, yeah.
Like, if there's a chance like the dog was going to go to hell, that could be sad. But it's going to heaven.
You know, that's something they never show. If they're mean to an animal or kill an animal, you just see the after. You don't see the
The off camera, like anytime they ever shoot a dog, you will hear the off the camera, and you'll hear that same. Like there's this track of a baby crying that has been used in, I mean, you can look it up, like 1,500 TV shows and movies, this same baby cry. That's the same clip they always put in there. And it's the same thing about the dog. That it goes, ooh.
Is it like, the same baby?
Like, if you ever shot a dog, guys, it doesn't make that sound. Gosh. I'm kidding. No, seriously, that same, ooh, that's what they always do. And it's the same clip. I always notice the same one.
The reason why I brought that up
is royalty free.
Is because Anne Hathaway, she thinks that movies where dogs die should be rated R, and she also hints pretty strongly that the dog doesn't die in her new movie, The End of Oak Street.
Oh, spoiler alert.
It don't look like a good movie.
It look, man.
Now she's banging him out before she's probably gonna go away for a few years, I would imagine.
Well, she's in pregnant. A bunker.
Well, that she's got like four or five movies coming out this year. So they're probably telling her, like, hey, I'll pull back a little
bit. I've not read about it, but the trailer tells me this, that these people go to the mall and they come home and there's some kind of time gap, alternate universe where time stops at the end of their neighborhood, and that's prehistoric dinosaur time.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's the way it looks.
I just saw one trailer where she said the road moved.
The end of it is like chopped off and it's the jungle. But it's like that one movie where like all the young'uns take off running off in the middle of the night down the street. Is that what it's called? Kids?
Yeah.
So she also has a theory as to why we are so worried about dogs dying in movies. And she says, and I quote, "I think everybody is so traumatized by John Wick." And he did love his dog, and that was a terrible thing.
Oh, the dog, yeah. When you got the John Wick pop, the dog came with it. And then Mabley and me, that dog died.
Marley.
That's what it was. The dog had dreadlocks and smelled like weed.
Oh.
What did you say, Maybelline and me?
Yeah, that's a cosmetic company.
Wow. It's, your Lancome stays on my mind.
Thank you for that. Yeah, so anyway.
What is that, actually? Your Lancome stays on my mind. It's not
That's a
Lancome.
Fragrance.
Yeah. Your Lancome stays on my mind. It's not Lancome.
It'd come to me in the middle of the night, and I would be like, damn you,
That'd
man.
That'd be a wet dream.
Why am I thinking of this?
Women have this? Like, I never knew if...
I had that conversation with someone if I wake up, because men wake up a little amorous, and if...
Polly.
Every morning.
Yes, but I, you know, no, not every morning.
No, it's a different subject. Like a sleeping organism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Is it just something...
I thought you were talking about a hard-o.
I am. Is it just there?
Oh, that's not what a wet dream is, just so we know.
No, but usually.
What's happened today?
I think me more at night to be amorous than in the morning.
Me more.
And being married, I'd be like, okay, I'll just make you happy. But usually, not a morning person.
God.
But men are always, they're. I don't understand.
So you fake it, is what you're saying.
No, I would have to get in the mood, but I don't wake up.
What does
instantly.
That take? A couple of drinks, alcohol?
No,
maybe
not
slap
the morning.
The boobs around
not
a little
in the morning,
bit?
But you know, a little.
Big loogie?
You know, little love. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that's the difference between men and women. It made me.
I thought it was a goober and a Lucy.
But is it?
That's what we called him when I was a kid. I don't know why the girl was a Lucy. If you think about it, it shouldn't be that.
Is the desire there, or is it just a side effect of what you were dreaming?
I think it's that your blood pressure actually really what it is.
See, it goes away.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to go pee-pee first thing usually. And,
okay.
You know.
Done and done.
Doing that with is, you know, sometimes kind of.
you got to get creative. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Because you get these things going. And I'm going to be very, like, clinical when I talk about this. I call
adults.
Them P-forks. And what that means is it's like having your gun aiming right at something.
Right.
But for some reason, when that bullet comes out the end of the gun, it just goes right to the right.
Oh,
like
God.
You're just like, four.
It's like a blunderbuss.
Next thing
reason.
You know, all over the side of the wall.
Everybody
and you were aimed perfectly.
Cover.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Yep.
I've asked my doctor. I was like, what are P-forks? He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Let me show you.
What is this conversation?
He said, does it hurt? I was like, no, I'm not saying it hurts when I pee. I'm just saying that it just goes or arcs off to the right sometimes, yeah. You know?
He said you might have pierogies.
Yeah.
Because it just shifts to one side.
I told him, I said, gluten-free, please.
Absolutely. Well, you speak of food, so let's throw this out there. And this is almost, you know, when I read this, it almost kind of made me go, ooh.
You speak of food.
I did wonder if gluten-free people don't have yeast infections. Is that, damn is there it. A connection?
Can they drink beer?
Oh, God, can
no.
They?
No, that would be painful.
Yes, it would.
Gluten's a protein, though. That's what.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't get, like, you want proteins.
But it's, but gluten-free, isn't that mostly like bread?
Well, this is
anything.
Bread.
Anything.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
What else actually. Is gluten-free besides like dairy and bread? That's it, right?
Do they have a lot of section of stuff that is gluten-free? Or is it stuff that's already made? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gluten.
There's a lot I don't know. I'm just realizing this.
I'm whatever the opposite is. What is the opposite of that?
Gluten
it's like
full?
When someone says, I'm an atheist. It's like, well, what does that mean?
He didn't believe.
You're giving yourself... So, it
means you go out of your way to make sure people know you don't believe in anything.
That's the most R-word thing in the world. It's like
real.
Saying, hey, I can't swim, so I'm a non-swimmer? No, yeah. No one says
so,
that.
So this it's is dumb. The thing that I ask somebody there's no atheist in foxholes, right? A foxhole on the bomb's coming. What do you say? Oh, don't let this happen. Oh, power above. Oh, is there anything above you?
Well, I mean, that's like when people say, well, thank God it's Friday. It's like, oh, I thought you didn't believe in God.
Yeah.
A lot of people use that. Some people say, thank you, universe, it's Friday. Universe. I say thank you, universe, every day, and God.
But to see the
you
universe should. Is a higher power if you're thanking it.
I think Mother Nature. It's I think
some
Antarctica.
Sort of deity.
Give you two Shabbat Shaloms and a Hail Mary.
So back to the food conversation.
I'll raise you. As-salamu alaykum.
KFC and Oreo have collaborated on a fried chicken cookie, which I was like, ooh, I can't. That's just too weird.
Get him, RFK Jr.
Should never mate. But if it's
you better go after him, Bobby.
Chocolate wafers. But with cream inside and 11 herbs and spices flavored. So right now it's not in America, but it's in China that they're trying this out. But sometimes you should never ruin something that's perfect. Like KFC is good and Oreo is good the way it is. Don't alter or deviate.
I don't see that. You sound like a supremacist right now.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just like those worlds should never meet.
Yes.
It does sound like you're a supremacist.
No, I'm not.
I'm messing with you.
Saying,
I know you're not.
Because sweet.
You have
and
gay friends.
God, I had that conversation yesterday.
Not with me.
With a gay person.
What?
I said, shocker. If I have, quote, gay friends, do you have, quote, straight friends if they're gay? Do you ever say that to your gay friends? Because that's kind of weird. Like, I've got a few straight friends. I'm not all gay.
It's the TSL question of the day right there. It's a spoiler alert.
I'm straight, but I have gay friends. Like, no, you have friends.
Blame it all on my roots. Fat boy, you know what? I talked all over the end of the show yesterday, believe it or not. And we did not get a little taste of the FOF line. So may we please?
A little snippet. Yeah, I got you.
A little snippy snip.
These motherfuckers that I work with. I'm tired of it. I can't wait for school to start back. So all these sons of bitches can go back and not even come back. Kids. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Wow.
I don't know what blinking kids has to do with him not liking them, but
I don't know. Like he
he put it together.
Well, I mean, you know, some say don't knock it till you try it. I say no.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.